on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game, Jeopardy. That's right, people. You heard Jeopardy, not Jeopardy. And I intentionally and purposely am saying Jeopardy.
You've worked for me for too long.
Jeopardy.
Are you proud of yourself for that one, Dutra?
Because I was trying to think, like, what other game we have done?
No, Jeopardy is great.
I think that's all we've done.
Round of applause for Jessica Dutra, y'all. She even came up with the name herself. We're proud of her.
Hopefully we only play this one time.
I hope not. I hope we play this every week. All right, explain the rules of your new game called Jeopardy, please.
So the point of the game is to guess correctly how many times I went pee on my road trip with my husband to North Carolina. Over the weekend, my cousin graduated and we had to drive to North Carolina. It's a 6.5-hour drive, and I want to see if my friends Kramer and Charlotte can guess correctly, and you play along in the car. If you can guess correctly how many times we had to pull over and stop so I could use the restroom.
Now, if, in case you don't know, if you're new to our show, Jess either has the world's smallest bladder or the biggest pee anxiety or somewhere in between the two, and we're not sure.
I think it's a combination of the two. I do have a doctor's appointment in 2 weeks, so everybody will have answers soon.
But just know she's that person in the friend group that always has to, like, pee.
Yeah.
So, like, it's an issue for sure. Okay, before we guess, we need some context clues. First off, how long were you in the car? How long was that car trip between Baltimore and North Carolina? And obviously we have two ways. You have to go there and back.
6.5 hours.
Ooh, so an hour, 13 total hours.
Oh, so are we guessing all total, not just one way?
Oh, I'm doing... Oh, which way do you want to do?
Oh.
Which way do you have the answer to?
I have both, but...
You tell me. What do you want to do? It's your game. Jeopardy is your intellectual property, not mine.
Let's do one way.
One way. So you're doing from Baltimore... To North Carolina. Okay, one way, 5.5 hours?
Six.
6.5 hours. Okay. Any other context clues that we need to know?
I don't know.
Did you drink a lot? Did you stop and get water along the way or no? Like, did you guys stop at the convenience store?
I stopped drinking any liquid at 7 p.m. the night before.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you were pretty dry.
There's a lot that went into this. I feel like I can't give you too many clues, because then it might give it away.
Okay.
But what I can say is the drive is 6.5 hours one way. I did not drink anything after 7 p.m. And I did not drink anything during the trip at all whatsoever.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm going 4 stops. 4 stops, 6.5 hours, final answer.
Okay.
Charlotte, our producer, you got your context clues.
I'm going to say 5.
Why?
I think despite not drinking water and doing all that to prepare, I think you might have gotten in your own head, which therefore made you need to pee more.
Okay.
But right. I believe in you enough to think you held it at least 1.5 hours at one point.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to give you less than 6. I'm going to give you 5.
We go to Jess. Final answer.
Final answer is... 4 times.
Wow. Whoa! How about that? Yo.
Turn off the winning music because let me tell you why.
Oh.
What?
No winning about 4 times. Winning for you, bad for me.
What happened?
You want to know why it was only 4 times?
Why?
Oh, it was 4 times because I had to pee once an hour because I made sure that I was asleep for the first 2. So I stayed up extremely late.
You had to strategize.
The night before, didn't stop drinking any liquid at 7 p.m., stayed up extremely late. I was exhausted, so I made sure that I would immediately fall asleep when we got into the car, so my poor husband, garage boy, could at least drive for 2 hours in peace and not worry about my insanity. And then the minute I woke up, he's like, "You gotta go." And I was like, "Yep."
And that was very considerate.
I know.
So after
bless
that,
his
then
heart.
It was every hour after that.
After that, it was every single
Even
hour.
Even though you didn't drink any water at all on the trip.
Yes.
You still had to stop to pee.
Yes.
Bro, it's got to be some kind of anxiety.
I'm telling you, she got in her own head. And when you're in the car, it's like
but
jostling your bladder
but
around.
But when I'm peeing, it's not like I go pee and nothing comes out. It's full flow. So there's there is liquid in there.
There's something going on.
But congratulations, you won.
Thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.